This is Uranium Spotlight on Tuesday, March 26, 2024. The uranium bull market is moving at a rapid pace, and you need to stay informed. In the next 10 minutes, you will be up to date with the week's most important market-moving news. Brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group. With continuous drilling throughout 2024 across their extensive uranium portfolio supported by uranium's largest mining companies, PurePoint's potential is clear. And now your host, Chris Frostad.
This week on Uranium Spotlight, the U.S. needs new reactors now. China throws billions more at its nuclear capabilities. The Brussels summit looks to accelerate nuclear adoption, and analysts continue to see long-term support in the uranium sector. Last week, the uranium spot price moved up slightly from $85 to $88.50 U.S. per pound U308, indicating a slight increase amidst a broader 22% decline over 6 weeks. Despite this downturn, industry experts like Jonathan Hines, president of consulting firm UxC, suggest that the uranium market may have established a new floor, supported by strong demand prospects. This sentiment is echoed by Cantor Fitzgerald analyst Mike Kozak, who anticipates fundamental buyers returning to the market and potentially driving prices up again. The bullish outlook for uranium prices is underpinned by several factors. Growing global demand for nuclear power, driven by efforts to combat climate change, is creating a supply gap that could intensify in the coming years. Supply challenges, including projected deficits from major producers like Kazatomprom, further support the bullish case for uranium. Additionally, geopolitical factors such as potential bans on imports of enriched uranium from Russia by the United States add to the supply uncertainties. Despite these positive indicators, there are risks to the uranium market's rally. The potential revival of mothballed operations by other miners in response to higher prices could dampen the market's momentum. However, Treva Klingbeil, president of TradeTech, remains optimistic about the long-term prospects of uranium demand, emphasizing the influence of geopolitical factors on buyer behavior and the steady upward trajectory of the market. While recent price fluctuations in the uranium market may suggest short-term volatility, the overall outlook remains positive due to strong demand fundamentals and geopolitical dynamics driving long-term growth in nuclear power generation. Last week, Grid Strategies, a power sector consulting company, released a report predicting that the United States will require the equivalent of 40 new nuclear reactors within the next 5 years. Despite a forecasted 0.9% increase in electricity demand this year, only a 0.5% rise in energy generation is expected. This trend is likely to persist due to growing demand from various industries such as cannabis, cryptocurrency, artificial intelligence, and electric vehicles, alongside the electrification of heavy industry across the U.S. Among these industries, cannabis, cryptocurrency, and AI are anticipated to see substantial growth. AI is increasingly utilized by major tech firms to enhance search functionalities and user experience on the internet. Cannabis consumption is on the rise, especially amongst American youth, as an alternative to alcohol, driving up the energy demand for hydroponic cultivation. Meanwhile, the cryptocurrency market has experienced a resurgence, with new investment opportunities emerging, albeit with significant energy consumption associated with crypto mining. Several companies in the nuclear sector are poised to address these energy demands. TerraPower, founded by Bill Gates, is seeking a construction permit for its first reactor, slated to begin construction in June, regardless of final approval from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission on the reactor design. Another company linked to Bill Gates, Microsoft, has partnered with Google and steel manufacturer Nucor to promote advanced nuclear and other net-zero technologies for energy transition. As part of this collaboration, Nucor has invested $15 million in NuScale Power, a company focusing on advanced reactor development. Nucor intends to utilize NuScale's reactors to generate clean electricity for its steel mills, thus contributing to low-emission steel production for NuScale projects. Rafael Grossi, Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, suggests that advanced reactors like the small modular reactors developed by TerraPower and NuScale are still 4 to 5 years away from deployment. While it remains uncertain whether these reactors will meet the growing power demand in time, Grossi emphasizes their necessity, noting that they are not only smaller, but also more cost-effective. Grossi also highlights global interest in this technology, extending beyond developed countries to middle-income and developing nations in regions like Latin America, Africa, and parts of Asia, where demand for such reactors is growing. China National Nuclear Corporation, or CNNC, the country's leading nuclear plant constructor, is ramping up its investment in new projects this year. With a whopping $16.9 billion earmarked, representing a 52% increase from last year, they're gearing up for substantial growth. The Chinese government has signaled its intention to greenlight up to 10 new nuclear power plants annually for the next 15 years. Currently, China boasts the world's largest number of reactors under construction, with 27 in progress. This surge in investment aims to address the surging demand for nuclear power in China. Notably, CNNC's main rival, China General Nuclear Power Corporation, plans to maintain its investment budget at around $8.3 billion. Last week, Brussels hosted a significant summit where over 30 nations gathered to tackle climate change head-on through the use of nuclear energy. Among the 34 nations signing the pledge were major players such as Saudi Arabia, the United States, China, Britain, and France. Their commitment? To fully leverage nuclear energy's potential by extending the lifetimes of existing reactors, building new ones, and swiftly deploying advanced reactor technologies. The pledge also included a promise to support emerging nuclear countries in incorporating nuclear energy into their energy mixes. The International Energy Agency's executive director stressed the crucial role of nuclear power in meeting climate targets, especially in regions lacking significant renewable energy potential. Currently, nuclear energy constitutes only 10% of global generation capacity, a figure that needs rapid augmentation to avert climate catastrophe. European leaders honed in on financing new reactors and expediting their construction, driven by concerns over dependence on Russian gas amidst the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the EU's commitment to slashing greenhouse gas emissions by 55% by 2030. However, Europe finds itself divided. France champions nuclear power, while countries like Germany and Austria staunchly oppose it, fearing accidents like Fukushima and Chernobyl. IAEA Chief Grossi highlighted existing barriers to financing nuclear projects, calling for changes in international institutional frameworks. Belgian Prime Minister De Croo emphasized the need for favorable conditions to attract private financing and urged European nuclear supply chains to distance themselves from Russian uranium. Meanwhile, the United States voiced support for France's initiative to lift funding restrictions on nuclear projects through institutions like the World Bank, aiming to expedite reactor construction. With financing barriers removed, the path seems clear for accelerated reactor deployment, crucial in combating climate change. In the short term, we saw a correction in February, which was a healthy breather for the uranium bull market after a quick surge in prices. While spot uranium prices dipped, they're still at their highest in 16 years, showing strong fundamentals. Long-term contract prices are also at a 15-year peak, indicating robust future demand. Plus, global support for nuclear energy is adding to the positive outlook for uranium markets and miners. But there are hurdles. Supply chain issues persist, with a big gap between global uranium production and what reactors need. Kazatomprom decided to hold back on planned production increases for 2024, highlighting supply constraints. Cameco's 2023 production fell slightly short of expectations, and they're keeping production plans steady for 2024. However, there's hope as some mines extend their lifespan, and there's potential for increased production to balance out the supply deficit over time. Geopolitical tensions are also adding uncertainty. For instance, delays in uranium supply agreements like the France-Mongolia deal show how disruptions could shake up the market. And the U.S. is trying to reduce the reliance on Russian uranium imports, which could further complicate supply issues. Despite these challenges, there are positives. More long-term contracts are being signed, and governments are pushing for more nuclear energy, which bodes well for the uranium stocks. The recent dip in uranium prices might be a good entry point for investors. In the long run, with the global shift towards clean energy and the essential role of nuclear power in meeting future electricity needs, the outlook for uranium stocks continues to remain positive. And that wraps up your Uranium Spotlight coverage for this week. For more news and events from the world of uranium, please tune in next week to Uranium Spotlight.
You've been listening to Uranium Spotlight, your weekly podcast dedicated to delivering the latest news and events shaping the uranium fuel market and its critical role in the global energy landscape. brought to you by PurePoint Uranium Group. PurePoint actively operates a portfolio of advanced uranium projects in the world's richest uranium district and has established partnerships with some of the largest uranium suppliers worldwide. While our passion for this subject is undeniable, it's essential to clarify that the information presented here is not investment advice. Instead, our goal is to offer an unbiased and comprehensive review of recent events that could impact uranium prices. Join us again next Tuesday for Uranium Spotlight.